It's been really exciting waiting for Ascension to play. And I say this because new Sci-Fi Channel, and when this was first announced, it was a big deal. The Sci-Fi Channel are going back to their roots with space opera. And finally, I've seen the first two parts of Ascension, as have you, Roman. So I want to know what you thought.
I loved it. It was interesting. I mean, it had you riveted. They played two episodes a night over three nights. The episodes were about 45 minutes each, so the two together made about a 90-minute...
American?
It's an American TV series.
So typical sort of
English. The Sci-Fi Channel being, you know, S-Y-F-Y.
Yeah, we don't mention that.
We don't mention
Siffy.
That. Siffy, that's the one.
It's not even Siffy. It's something weird and different and wrong.
The idea behind it, lovely idea, that sometime in the early 60s, the US secretly launched a generation ship that was populated by 600 scientists and volunteers and sent them off to populate, was it Proxima Centauri or something
like that. It's going to take them 100 years to get there.
Yeah. So the
grandchildren,
some fractional
people
light speed.
Launching will make it.
So this is what the idea that the world's going to die because of the Cold War.
Yeah.
Well, bear in mind, it's the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Cold War. People were seriously worried and having nightmares about nuclear Armageddon.
Yep.
It's not surprising. You know, the Russians now had that, not just the atom bomb, but the seriously big one. They were worried. Mm. So it's plausible that this could have happened.
Yep.
Why it would have been launched in secret? Interesting question. Maybe so it's not to spook the Russians. Who knows?
Mm.
And
most of the
first two episodes take part on the ship itself. And the driver for the drama is they discover a murder. And the chief exec is ordered by the captain to investigate the murder discreetly, but investigate it and figure out what's going on. So he's going, what's he going to do? So he goes to the library to get all these detective books and trying to figure out.
Remember, we're
50
years into the trip, so
yes.
The current people are the second generation.
Right.
So they haven't got the knowledge. They've never been on Earth. They've never seen the planet.
Yep.
They spent their entire lives on the ship.
Yep.
And so therefore their knowledge of things outside of a ship, like detective work and so on, is completely non-existent. This is not what they do.
Yeah. And of course all the technology on the ship is early 60s technology, so you've got lots of black and white TV screens as monitors and things.
So you're
they have a library of books.
Now.
Yes,
and I quite like that. They go to the library and it's books. It's multiple stories of books.
Yeah.
And I thought it was quite nice that they brought Marlow along.
It was a bit odd for various reasons. Whereas they do have chief exec who's black, and they have women
scientists
and engineers and stuff. They still have a class system in that you've got below decks a considerable
lower
class. I have to admit,
I didn't understand why a class system would have formed with such a small group of people, 600 people.
I could understand that not having many people, they have to have clear people doing various jobs.
Yeah.
But you thought they'd have to be merit-based, otherwise resentment would grow. And it's quite clear at this point in their journey, there is resentment, and it's not at all clear why a class system like that would maintain itself.
That raises one of my concerns in it, because the class system is with your upper-class higher deck, which consists of your executive and the people of leisure who seem to be hanging around there.
Why would there be people of leisure?
The wife of the captain runs effectively a high-class brothel for the security team.
I'm going to get back to you, though. Why is there people of leisure? Because
there's 600 people. Where do they have room for this?
I
was building a class structure for it, I want my engineers to be pretty damn high up in the class structure, but they're the lower deck people. And they're the ones keeping you alive.
Well, yeah, there are all sorts of strange things about that. And the fact you've got this whole class of women being trained to basically provide sexual services to the cadets and the security forces.
It's one of the things I found quite throwing. I'm not complaining, I just found it really interesting that they built this class structure. It didn't make a lot of sense to me. And you had people who didn't have clear roles. And in that, they wouldn't have clear roles.